Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fists. I'm your host, Keaton, joined by my co-host, Sam. It's your favorite show without an intro, and we are live. This week, we are bringing you a Big 12 preview and an ACC preview. This is the Big 12 preview. Last week, we brought you the Big 10 and the SEC. And Sam, it's 4 days away from week zero. So, big
Yeah,
stuff happened.
at least we get a little taste this weekend.
Yeah, and just a little admin stuff. I'm trying to figure out the YouTube video shit. I'll have it figured out by week one. New podcast cover photo will be in
We
motion.
technically might have, like, is it an intro? Not really, but.
It's not really an intro. It's just some
Yeah,
background
I was gonna
music
say
with
you're not
the.
gonna be able to say your one-liner.
Well, technically that is the intro, so
Yeah,
it's a great intro. I remember when I came up with it, I said, man, this is actually a great intro. Like your favorite show without an intro, but it's really the intro, but it is what it is. But without further ado, because we're trying not to have filler, we're gonna bang out this Big 12 preview here. And Sam, we were talking the other week, and actually, I think it was on one of the episodes last week. The Big 12, I think, is going to be the most exciting conference to watch this season.
yeah, there's about like I'd say like six, seven teams who I really think like if they won it, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I'll go through those teams right now. I think you're looking at Kansas, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Utah,
Yeah, UCF.
UCF. I do not want to throw West Virginia in there.
If they won it, though, I wouldn't be surprised just
Yeah,
because
because they
it's a
upset
Big
Penn
12.
State week one.
Oh.
Colorado, Colorado, if they can get past their threshold of four wins.
I kind of would be surprised if they won it, not gonna lie, though.
What about Arizona? You think Arizona?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't think they're gonna win it.
Yeah. I don't know. Big 12 is going to be very
But
fun to watch.
we'll talk about it. You just want to start with Arizona now, then?
So let's give our well let's go to our let's go to our sports book here. Not going to name the name of the sports book we're using because no free ads around here, but I don't ever know how why is this showing up all weird. Yeah, let's
I
get
have them up if
all
you want me
right.
to read them.
Yeah, I don't know why I
All
have.
right,
Oh, okay, here we go.
so the favorite is Utah at plus 280.
Yep, I got it up now.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, Utah's sitting at plus 280, Kansas State plus 440. Kind of a big gap there for a conference that's so wide open.
Yeah, I don't under I guess because Cam Rising's back and they have
Well,
like a lot of guys returning.
just from my in-depth research going into this episode, a lot of people think that Utah is going to just out physical everyone in the Big 12. They're like, Utah was one of the more physical Pac-12 teams, probably the most physical Pac-12 teams. Got a,
Probably the only physical
yeah,
Pac-12 team.
head coach is probably going into his last year once his 10-year quarterback leaves and Cam Rising. They already have a head coach in waiting. People just think that Utah is going to out physical everyone, but I don't think Utah is going to be the one that holds up the Big 12 trophy at the end of the day, at the end of the season.
Neither do I. Like last year, Cam Rising was out, the offense was terrible.
Yeah.
Is he gonna make that big of a difference where they're like so much better?
See,
Like it
look.
didn't look more than quarterback play to me.
Yeah, I don't want to trash on Cam Rising, but I don't think like their offensive play last year was pretty dog water. And obviously, they were dealing with some quarterback like shit, but I don't think Cam Rising like solves all those problems.
Yeah, I don't like they didn't have any weapons or anything. Like when he was playing, they had Kincaid.
Yeah,
They had guys who can make plays.
I just think they're a physical team that was a veteran team those 2 years, and I don't know, we'll see. I just don't think that they're gonna like just walk in the Big 12 and slap everyone in the mouth like everyone thinks they're gonna do.
Yeah, I don't think that either. I think plus 280 is that kind of low. I wouldn't buy that.
Yeah. Then you got Kansas State at plus 440. I really like Kansas State this year. And I've been on Kansas State. I've always liked Kansas State.
Drinking the Avery Johnson Kool-Aid.
No, I was drinking. I've been drinking their Kool-Aid. There's just something about going into whatever part of Kansas that they're in. Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan.
Yeah, Manhattan, Kansas. And I've lost money on Kansas State through the years. I've always bought high on them, and I probably should have been selling low.
But they're
Lost
returning in
on,
a lot of their defense, but like
yeah.
almost none of their offense.
Last year lost them at Missouri on like a 61-yard college football fucking field goal. Like what? I
I
lost
was
them.
riding Missouri, so
Yep, I lost them at Oklahoma State, where it just looked like they'd never played football before. But yeah, I'm still high on Kansas State. I'm excited to see Avery Johnson in a full year and not just having like certain packages. Wide receiver corps will be fun to watch. And yeah, so they lost their OC though, right? To A&M.
yeah, Colin Klein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I fill that in, but I don't think it's gonna it's probably a service that he left. I watching the Texas game last year, but
They have a lot of new starters too, and a lot of new faces. I mean, down there they think Avery Johnson's the guy, so like they said, I think, right, that Will Howard wasn't even like guaranteed to start if he came back.
yeah, so I on a little golfing thing a couple of weeks back, I down at Tobacco Road in Sanford, North Carolina, and I got paired up with this guy from Kansas, and he's a Kansas State fan, and he was telling me that one of his neighbors is part of the athletic department or the football staff in some sort of regard, and he was like, yeah, like Avery Bradley probably would have won, and like they like Will Howard, but it's just like this Avery Bradley's like. Or what's
Johnson.
Avery Johnson's just
Avery
like,
Bradley played point guard for Boston Celtics.
yeah. Avery Johnson was just like this like next tier guy, and he was probably gonna beat out Will. So, looking forward to seeing
And I think you could have
seeing
kind of
some
seen
young
that
blood.
last year. Like
And
when they brought him in, they were kind of like trying to.
yeah, but it was mostly like you didn't really see him like sling it. It was mostly like running back. But
Yeah.
you know who else Kansas State picked up in the portal? The running back from Colorado.
Dylan Edwards, yeah.
Yep, Dylan Edwards. And then
He was good back at Colorado. He got hurt towards the end, right?
yeah, because I mean, I don't know how you couldn't get hurt behind that offensive line. But yeah, Kansas State, if I would have to put money on a team today, multiple teams, by the way, like say three teams, Kansas State would be one of those teams to win the Big 12.
Yeah.
But let's go into Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State plus 800 odds to win the conference. You got Alan Bowman, 24 years of age, starting the 19th grade today. You got Ollie Gordon, who's I think is going to be the backbone of the offense, obviously.
Yeah.
And yeah, you got
They have all five linemen returning,
yeah,
which
and
I'm pretty sure it's like the most snaps played out of any five offensive lineman group in the country.
yeah, you want to talk about a physical group. I think Mike Gundy and that Oklahoma State team is a physical group. And I'm not too high on Alan Bowman at all. If you just watch him throw a football, and the fact, all right, little backstory on Alan Bowman. So he started off at Texas Tech, and Yeah, so he started off at Texas Tech, then he transferred to Michigan for some weird reason. Whenever they had dude, why am I blanking? Cade McNamara and JJ obviously was not going to see any time there. Transfers to Oklahoma State, and I just watched him in the Big 12 championship game last year against Texas. It's like,
Yeah, that offense was really weird too.
get ready to, I'm not going to say it actually because, but yeah, it's gonna, I don't know. I'm just not high on the quarterback play. They're gonna really have to rely on
Well, if you watched last
the
year,
run game.
the only two throws he made were slants and goes.
Yeah, and
Like he
it's
didn't
just,
throw anything else.
and I don't think it's that pretty of a ball. I think his, like, the mechanic wise, it looks weird too.
Yeah, he's just like kind of chucking it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
If he can like just limit the turnovers and be serviceable.
Yeah, I mean, Ollie Gordon, like, literally, if Oklahoma State makes the Big 12 championship, Ollie might win the Heisman.
It's Ollie.
Ollie might win the Heisman.
Well, he did lead the league in rushing last year, or college football.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be a great running back class.
Yeah,
A year,
especially
like,
coming off of last year. I mean, there were no key running backs coming out.
I'm just like looking around the, you got the guy from North Carolina. You got
Hampton,
all,
Amari Hampton,
yeah, you got all, you got Gordon the third from OK State.
I mean, you got
Jonkins,
two,
Travion,
Judkinson. Yeah, you got two guys from Penn State, Catron and Nick Singleton.
Donovan Edwards from Michigan. And then look for Dallin Hayden at Colorado to have a big year. I was so high on him at Ohio State, but obviously there's just
Too many guys.
there's too many guys. Got Chip Traynham at Kentucky, who's gonna be a feature back. Like, I think the running backs are gonna be really exciting to watch.
We're forgetting one of the best ones in Devin Neal at Kansas too.
Oh, yep. Hopefully Daniels in that squad can stay healthy, because I don't think they have the depth to afford to.
Not Jalen this year because they don't have Bean was a cert like a really good backup.
Yeah. But let's go into UCF. They're at +850. KJ Jefferson leading that squad at the bounce house down there in Central Florida in Orlando. Another team that could make some waves in the Big 12. Obviously, they were in the Big 12 last year, not their first year, but
Yeah.
tell me what you think.
I think with Gus Malzahn and like KJ Jefferson down there in the Big 12, with it all wide open, I think this is one of my teams that I think could win it.
Win the Big 12, not win it all.
Yeah, win the Big 12.
Yeah,
I mean, none of these teams are making it out of like the after the bye.
that is probably true, but yeah, just so what do we got here? Yeah, I'm really hoping that KJ Jefferson has a good year. I really liked him 2 years ago at Arkansas. Seemed like took a step back last year.
Yeah, it was just like a kind of a messed up situation down there.
I don't know. We'll see.
But
I
they have a lot of guys returning too, right? Or on the defense, they do. They have some new faces, like production wise on the
Yeah, I
offense.
totally forgot about this spreadsheet that we put up. So UCF 6-7 last year. Five offensive stars returning, five on the defensive side of the ball. And yeah. Anything else on UCF?
I mean, the defense that, like, they're returning five guys, but it's 60% of their production. So, like, they're getting most of their top guys on defense back. And they got a couple transfers on the offensive line coming in this year. And I think KJ Jefferson's really
I think he'll
a
thrive
good
in
pickup. Yeah.
Gus Malzahn's system.
Yeah.
Let's go on to Iowa State sitting at +950. What's
Yeah, Iowa State's another. I mean, What'd they finish last year? Like 6-7,
So
7-6.
Iowa State 7-6, eight offensive players returning, nine defensive returning. And I think it's time for Matt Campbell to get his head out the gutter down there in Ames, Iowa.
Yeah. I mean, after Purdy left, they kind of went down.
Purdy and Hall.
Yeah.
And I think it's because Matt Campbell could have left Iowa State.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And he's staying with his guns. But it's when you talk about Matt Campbell, you gotta mention PJ Fleck, both from the MAC, Toledo, Western Michigan, and they had like a solid like first couple years. And then it's kind of just been like, it's just been a steady like 7-6, 6-6. They haven't like boom. Like, Iowa State was, I think they were in like a New Year's Six Bowl with Matt Campbell with
Yeah, did they lose in the championship versus Oklahoma?
a couple years back.
In Oklahoma, that was Jalen Hurts, if I'm correct, right?
So, like, it's just like having that consistency of being a top dog. And I don't
I
know
think
if
it
it's just,
also shows you how hard it is to consistently have guys in programs that are, not the top programs in their conference. You know what I mean?
just to consistently be there. Yeah, I'd love for Matt Campbell to get over the hump. And people are high on Iowa State, veteran team, physical. It all, I just think they've been lacking some pieces, obviously smaller school. So it takes some, whenever you have a good class of people and you lose them, it's going to take more
Yeah.
time to re and those that's the down years. You can't expect an Iowa State to be in the Big 12 championship every year, but you can kind of count every 3 to 4.
But this is also like a really veteran team. They're bringing back mostly everybody.
Yeah, exactly. It just takes time to develop them into that. So I don't know. Look, Iowa State would be a sneaky team. Next up, we got Arizona at plus 1200 to win the conference. Best quarterback receiver duo, or all right, I don't want to say best. Top three quarterback receiver duo in the country, probably.
Yeah. Well, at least
Obviously,
that's like returning together, like been together.
yeah. Obviously losing their head coach, but they had some key pieces stick around, and yeah, I think
I thought that was interesting, right? That Fish left and they all stayed.
yeah, it money.
Yeah. I mean, I just seen them today in a private jet commercial. Did you see that?
They're like the so the other day Carson Beck did it. I think there's someone else who has a private jet thing, and then Donovan and Fito did one today, which is cool. It said they get allotted so many hours, and it could be used for team use. I don't know what team
Yeah.
use, like what they're gonna pull a New York Giants and go to go down to Miami for, on their bye week and then never win a game again. Yeah, I don't know what the team use would be because, they have their own planes that they travel with the team, and obviously they're not going to travel by
Yeah.
themselves on a PJ to a game. Or, so
Yeah,
I
they're
don't know
not
what
going to
the
use their time on like.
yeah. So I don't know about that, but good for them. I used them on the video game the other day online for the first time, and the guy was all laggy, so I just quit. But yeah. Anything else on Arizona? Just look out. I think, all right. So I still have two teams that I would put money on. So I said Kansas State.
Yeah.
I don't think Arizona would be one of them for me.
No, me either. I think, I mean, they are getting a new head coach from San Jose State, and if you watch San Jose State play last year, or any year that he was there, they're kind of like an up-tempo, like spread offense. I think it's gonna like benefit the guys that like Fafita and But I don't know.
I just don't think there's enough pieces around them to contend
Yeah,
for a
last year
Big 12
kind of felt like a
championship.
flash in the pan. Like they
Flashing
still
their,
have.
I think their win total was set at like 3.5. I could be totally, I could be totally wrong. So
But it
don't
was
quote
probably at
me.
least six. It wasn't like anything higher than that.
You think it was six?
I don't, three seems a little low, doesn't
All right, I'll search it up. Entertain the crowd while I search this up.
Yeah, but Arizona, for losing their head coach, I mean they're returning a lot of production, 70% of their off
Dude.
production on offense and 62 on defense.
Oh, this is the Cardinals. I was about to say I was right. The Cardinals win total in 2023 was set at 3.5.
And they play 17 games.
All right, 2023. Here we go. All right, it was at it. Well, this isn't act. It was at 5, so it
Five.
was probably at 4.5.
Yeah, that's crazy, actually. I didn't realize how big of like a crazy team that was.
Yeah, dude, it was great to watch though. Rest in peace, the Pac-12 After Dark.
And I think when you lose your head coach after a season like that, I feel like you're going to take some steps back.
Yeah, but it seems like this squad kind of came together after that. Like they stuck together and they were like, no, we made a commitment to Arizona and we're going to see this out. So maybe you
Yeah,
brought them closer.
maybe.
But at the end of the day, you still got to step on that gridiron.
Yeah.
It's not the ball. Let's go to the self-proclaimed Big 12 champs, West Virginia, sitting at plus 1600. Garrett Green, Heisman Trophy candidate. Honestly though, no BS. All right. That was a little BS there. West Virginia does have a good running attack though. They have
Yeah,
three
yeah.
they have three really viable backs that will see touches. I mean, I remember watching C.J. Donaldson as a true freshman run all over Pitt in the backyard
Yeah.
brawl in
And
week
he's not
one.
even like supposed to be the guy this year.
Yeah, I
I
know
mean, he's gonna get a lot of carries,
it's that
but
Thomas guy.
no, White.
White,
Jaheim
so
White. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Jakeem White. I thought it was Jakeem Thomas. Fucking names getting all blurred. Yeah,
But
the White guy.
he's a smaller guy, more quicker, like
Yeah.
shiftier.
And dude, CJ, they brought CJ Donaldson in as a linebacker.
And then he switched him to tight end, right?
Yeah, and then they were like lacking depth on that side of the ball, and then next thing you know, he's running for 100-something yards all over Pitt
Yeah.
for Narduzzi's. Like, I don't know what's happening in that game, but yeah, West Virginia, they have high expectations this year. I just don't see them living it up to it at all.
If you go look at their schedule last year, what were their top games? Obviously, Penn State week one. Then you got Oklahoma State, lost by 14. Oklahoma was another good team they played. They lost by like 40. They beat all the teams they were supposed to beat, other than Houston. That was like a kind of a fluke game. They probably should have had 10 wins last year.
Which is crazy because for the long-term listeners out there, you know how high I was on West Virginia last year. I had them at 3 wins. I said if they had get above 3 wins, I will be surprised. Well, they got nine. And I just see a down, not a downfall, just a step down. Because I think they really overachieved last year. Really overachieved.
And they saved
But
Neil Brown's job.
yeah, Neil Brown was on the hot seat. They probably bought him a new contract.
But they are starting to spend money down there in Morgantown. They're starting to get some more players, some recruits.
Yeah,
I don't know. For
I just don't see West Virginia being that team. If I'm looking at their schedule, all right, Penn State lost, Albany win, Pitt lost, so you're sitting at 1-2. Kansas lost, sitting at 1-3. Go at Oklahoma State, sitting at 1-4. Iowa State, they'll smack the hell out. You're sitting at 1-5. Now you go Kansas State, 1-6. At Arizona, 1-7. Cincinnati, you finally get a win. You're 2-7. Baylor, you get a win, 3-7. UCF, possibly, maybe.
But like these games are all toss-ups. Like
I know.
I think Kansas State, I'd say Oklahoma State, Kansas, Penn State are all teams I would for sure pick them. Like, they can beat Pitt, obviously, but
I don't know about obviously.
I mean, I'm picking Pitt in that game, but like, there's games they
Plus
could
five and a
win.
half. Plus five and a half all day. And
I'm
the
taking
money
money
line.
line.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously I'm just Josh like they're not gonna be 2-7 at
Yeah,
that
but
time.
they
Like
could, like, if they
but they
were though,
could. Like they
if they
could.
were, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, but my West Virginia takes been so off, they're probably gonna go like 10-2. They're gonna go 10-2 and be in the Big 12 championship game. I don't know. I was watching Garrett Green, and when someone's wide open like down the field, obviously he hits them. But I just don't.
He doesn't make like the wow throws, but I don't know if he, like, he had what, 700 yards on the ground last year. I feel like he just does a good job of like timely running, like, you know, escaping the pocket, picking up first downs.
Yeah, I can see West Virginia as like a legitimate 8-win team.
Yeah, I think they could too.
But I don't know. Somehow I ended up on West Virginia Twitter and they're gonna win the Big 12 this year,
They're
so
getting a lot of hype out there to beat Penn State too, so.
yeah. My whole Twitter feed's people picking West Virginia to beat Penn State.
Yeah, I
So
mean, well, I already have all the stats in my head and everything, so I'm ready to go for week one.
yeah, so we'll see about that in the Mountaineers down there in Morgantown. Let's go down to Texas Tech plus 1800. Yeah. You're probably gonna get 6 wins out of Texas Tech.
Yeah, I
And
mean, it's a tough place to play there when it's at night, especially.
yeah, they took Oregon down the wire last year.
Yeah, I mean,
I
they're going to
think.
put up points.
Yeah, they're gonna put up points and they're gonna let up a shit ton of points. That's
Yeah.
about what to expect from Texas Tech. You expect them to play, you know, one of the top tier teams on their schedule down to the wire, but they won't pull it off.
No, it'll be like, you know, one of the games of the years, but.
it'll be 67-63 in the fourth, but their defense just can't get a stop to get the ball back. And yeah, that's about how Texas season is gonna go. Let's go down to Sonny Dykes and TCU, sitting at plus 2100. Talk about taking advantage of the portal year one for Sonny. Right? Was that year one that they, or was that year two?
The Duggan here, are you talking about?
Yeah.
I think that was year two.
Yeah, but yeah.
And it's kind of crazy. Like last year, the guy, like, what's his name? He was supposed to start over,
Yeah.
Duggan in his, like, when they got him from Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, and then yeah.
I forget it. I can't think of the name.
Chandler Morris.
Yeah. He's from Oklahoma, right? I think so.
Yeah, but he's at North Texas now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he was a starter throughout the whole year, if
Yeah.
I'm
So they
correct.
have Vanderbilt transfer Ken Seals. And then Josh Hoover. So Josh Hoover is the guy who came in for Chandler because I think Chandler got hurt
Yeah,
week
yeah.
one or something like that. And then he kind of just like he was playing really well.
And
So he'll probably be the guy to start.
they got like four transfer linemen that are offensive linemen that are going to start this year. So,
I don't
I
know.
mean,
I'm not a fan of bringing in brand new offensive lineman corps and just like putting them together because offensive line, like people think it's just like the casual fan thinks you can, you know, just plug in someone at right tackle and then right tackle's right tackle. But it's really a
yeah.
unified group, like communication among the group and like the
You need to
people
have guys
that,
that play together.
yeah, you play together, you get that, you know, it's
Probably
gotta be
the
a
only
unit.
position group on in football that really need that chemistry.
Yeah, it's a unison group. So,
Well, other than like quarterbacks, receivers, obviously, but
yeah. So I'm not a fan of just bringing in a bunch of new offensive linemen and throwing them in and having them play together.
And offensive line's also like you need to have those game reps together. Like
Yeah.
quarterback receiver, you bring in a new receiver, you can get the timing down in practice because you know what I mean. Offensive line, you're not going to know until game time.
Let's go down to Boulder, Colorado, sitting at plus 2,500. What are your expectations for Dion in year two?
Well, we can go through the schedule. I'm saying what, like it's 4.5, I think their total is right. 5.5 maybe. I'm expecting like kind of the similar things from last year.
It's gonna, I'll tell you this. The football season is a long season. 12 weeks. Obviously more than 12 weeks, but 12 regular season games. Early on though, you're gonna be able to see where this season's gonna go. If North Dakota State comes into Boulder on a Thursday night, beats them, and then they go to Nebraska, and then they lose again, and they start off 0 for 2, just the wheels are off.
Yeah.
I think the wheels are off. I think you're gonna see I if the season's like done, I could see like Shadur like opting out.
Yeah, I could too, honestly. I never really thought about that till right now. But like if you look at their schedule, I mean, I'll give them North Dakota State just for this, but I really only see like 4 wins that I would give them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just supposedly the offensive line and shit hasn't looked bad, and it's looked way better this camp, but I
If they
just
get an
think.
offensive line and that if they get better in the trenches on both sides of the ball, they will be a good team.
Well, they picked up two defensive linemen from Pitt that supposedly been like studs. But I just don't know about Dion as a head coach. Like,
Nobody does. I mean, he got those top recruits going to
Jackson State, Jacksonville, or Jackson's,
HBCU, right? And the only good team they really played in the championship, they lost.
yeah. Both years.
Yeah, so how do we know if he's like really a great coach?
This season will be telling in the first 2 weeks. I think
Just 'cause you
they,
were great at the game doesn't mean you're going to be a great coach.
yeah. Obviously, I think they're going to be a bigger team than North Dakota State. I think they're, if their offensive line struggles against North Dakota State, it's going to, like, North Dakota State's one of those teams that's just like technically sound. And obviously,
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
this isn't the best North Dakota State team that's out. Like, they kind of, not a, da it's been a couple down years for North Dakota State in the FCS. Like, they haven't been like dominating. Like, they didn't win they had that streak of winning national titles.
Yeah, I
Like,
mean, it's a ballsy move to play them on your week one, I'll say that.
yeah, I'll say that. Like, because you, it's a well-coached team. Obviously, that at the skill positions, Colorado has better skill. They're probably bigger on the trenches, but we'll see. We'll
In
see.
like North Dakota State, it's not like your regular tune up
Yeah.
there.
Did you see the Dion clip of him saying, like, obviously, I'm not going to talk about this part of what he said because obviously true. Like, never touch the fucking quarterback in practice. Like, that's a non that one.
Yeah,
But the
yeah, yeah.
don't touch Travis thing was kind of weird, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Because he's a wide receiver and corner. Like, his. You can't. I don't think you can just go into the season never being touched. And,
Yeah.
I feel like your body's kind of got to get, like, touched a little bit in camp and shit. But, like, the
Yeah.
don't. Like, putting a non-contact, like, thing on someone who plays two ways who's going to be having a lot of contact.
I just think you saying that in front of your players, like, what does that tell them?
Well, yeah, he talks about Travis like he's like one of his kids.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. It's like, all right, so don't touch Travis. And I just think that's like a weird thing. Like, I feel like you should be able to like thump. Like,
Yeah, at
don't
least
fucking
stud
like, don't
up,
like,
yeah.
obviously don't like fucking like lay him out over the middle,
Coming
but
across the middle, yeah.
I feel like you, little like, with the
Just
shells on
stuff
them.
up. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of weird. Cincinnati plus 8,000.
I'm not expecting much out of Cincinnati this year.
Yeah, it was kind of fire when Bickle was there in the American,
Yeah.
though.
They are returning like a decent amount of their starters, though.
Yeah, last year it was a tough watch there with
Emory Jones.
yeah, Emory Jones.
But they beat Pitt, so.
Yeah. Who didn't last year? Fucking Louisville,
You know,
fucking
just the top,
Wofford.
one of the top teams they played.
Can't beat the shit out of them. Let's go down to Baylor plus 8,000.
Baylor coming off a 3-9 season. They are returning like most of their starters, 9 on offense, 7 on defense. But
Yeah.
you know, you were 3-9 last year. How good is that team? So.
Yeah, you got Fenley, the transfer from Toledo, won the job. Yeah, I don't know about Baylor, man.
All these bottom teams, like, there's like no top in the Big 12, I'd say.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of like decent good teams, and then there's just the bottom.
Yeah, but it wouldn't surprise me if the bottom goes into the mid. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if, like,
Yeah.
a Baylor wins 8 games.
No, not in that conference. It wouldn't surprise me, though.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these teams, too, are teams that really haven't. You know what I mean? It's a lot of hype built up.
Houston sitting at plus 10,000. Yeah, Houston, I think I was so high on Houston about 3 years ago.
Getting Dana.
They had like a solid quarterback and they put up points in the American and shit. I love betting on them down there. Oh, I'll tell you this story. I got a lot. I think Houston was at UTSA or UTEP, and this was like before UTEP or UTS. Which one was the better one?
UTSA.
Yeah, I think it was at UTSA. And it went to fucking like triple OT
Yeah,
week
that was like
one.
week one, yeah.
Yeah, week one. And I was on Houston that game. And
Yeah,
man, was that a sweat. It was just a money line part of a lay, but like that was like the first leg. And that was a fun game to watch. But yeah. Arizona State plus 12,000. They just named their quarterback starter. Leavitt from Michigan State. Arizona State was building something there with Herm Edwards there for a little bit.
Yeah, but he had a lot of good guys too. Like he had Jaden Daniels, Brandon Ayuk, Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, a lot of talent there. And then yeah, the wheels kind of fell off. They like fell into some recruiting violations and shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, and now they're back to the bottom feeder and the Big 12.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, then
What, they
let's
have
just,
2 wins last year?
yeah, not expecting much. And then BYU plus 14,000. Yeah, and then that's the Big 12 for you. So who's your conference winner?
I'm gonna take Kansas again this year. I think if they stay healthy, they have the best coach in the conference, I think.
Yeah.
Best quarterback and one of the best running. It's, I mean, him or Ollie. I'd probably give it to Ollie, but Devin Neal's really good too.
All right, so I'm gonna give you my three teams, and then out of those three teams, I'm gonna give you the team I think is gonna win it all. Kansas State, Oklahoma State, and Kansas. And then I have Oklahoma State winning it all.
Okay, so you're putting trust in Bowman.
Yeah, the quarterback that I that's my logic. Somehow I always end up there. Like I'll like not trash on, but I'll be like, yeah, I'm not like too
You'll be
high.
skeptical of this guy, not very high on him, then you pick him to win.
Yeah, so Yeah, give me Oklahoma State.
I mean, I'd say Kansas beating either Oklahoma State or maybe a rematch of the Sunflower Showdown, you know, Kansas State.
Yeah. But yeah, that's gonna wrap up the Big 12. You got any other?
No, I mean it's wide open, like we said. So I wouldn't be surprised who wins this conference.
All right, well, next episode is going to be the ACC and the and yeah, and some pit talk finally.
Yeah, that's gonna be great.
We'll see you for the ACC.